Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Hey, we got to thank you again for making us Orlando's most podcasted morning show. It's Obie and Ashley, and we give you the entire show in this compact form.
So if you missed today's episode, we had on Mayor Buddy Dyer talking about what he just said about bars not opening maybe until a vaccine.
How about a brand new second date update where all the girl wanted to do was TikTok?
Parents out there definitely know what TikTok is too. And then also Obie and his wife have their Meet the Teacher this week. We had a teacher on talking about that.
All that, the entire show, brought to you in just under 30 minutes. Let's get this podcast started. All right, Central Florida, here we are with the national anthem, and today we are amped up and inspired to send it out to those of you individuals out there who are trainers who train service animals. A lot of times when we go downtown, sometimes if I see somebody with a service animal, the first thing that I want to do is run up to that dog and like, oh, and you realize that that dog is working, but it takes someone to get that dog to that level of focus. And well, it's you out there.
Yeah, and it's funny you bring that up because there's actual trainers, obviously, at facilities that do that. But if you remember a couple years ago, I went to a place called Southeastern Guide Dogs, and they enlist volunteers where they actually train these dogs for veterans, for blind, deaf, those with disabilities, and the dogs then come return to Southeastern Guide Dogs. So anyways, that's just one organization that I've seen them directly do it, and those dogs are so well trained that if they don't make it back into the program, people are on lists waiting to be able to adopt one of those dogs that are trained so well.
Man, the patience, you know? I mean, I think about trying to train my own kids, let alone an animal. So to you this morning, just know that there's a lot of appreciation from Ashley, myself, K92.3. To you this morning, the national anthem.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. So I don't know if you parents out there are done with your list. Now, what list am I talking about? I'm talking about the back-to-school list. I know that our kids tried to get up on Amazon and start their own list the stuff that they wanted.
Were they getting creative?
And you know, there's a lot of stuff that the kids don't... Do kids need calculators today when they've got their phones?
I mean, I don't even know. We were having this discussion the other day with some people and like with promotions on how to help people with their back-to-school list because of what's going to be needed this year. It's so different if you're virtually learning. I mean, yeah. I don't know if they're not in the classroom.
Well, and it's going to be different for each parent's scenario. Yeah. So this is where we would like to step in. K92.3, we want to step up and we want to assist you with that list if you'll let us assist.
Yes, exactly. We're calling it just that, to the K92.3 Back to School List Assist. So listen, whatever your school list is, your kid's school list, up to $200 a day we're going to cover starting next week. You can submit your list starting today on our website, though, which is really cool. So if you already know some things they need and it might already be totaling up to $200, submit it. The winners are going to be randomly selected. So we put it into our website, right? And then they kind of just throw us names and whoever wins next week. But still, that's $200 a day next week that could be covering your entire list.
Okay, so just to reiterate, $200 a day, and this starts on Monday. Now, you could start submitting yourself and your list, okay? We don't care what your background is. We don't care what town you're from. We just want to help you tackle that list. And let me tell you that in the past, we have seen things like Clorox wipes be on that list.
Yeah, not happening.
I don't think so.
Find those. But seriously, we're going to be checking, you know, people behind the scenes will be checking at their school supplies. We want to make sure your kids are getting what they need, taking a little bit of a load off your plate when it comes to money, you know, and helping you out a little bit there. So yeah, don't be putting any like makeup and shampoo on there.
Yeah, well, just, you know, what's probably the easiest thing is just take your teacher's list, copy and paste that right onto our website, and let's pick you next week so this way we can assist you with your school list.
And again, you can find the link. It is up on our website, k923orlando.com, but also if you're on Facebook, we're going to post the link directly so it's easy for you.
Obie and Ashley, K923. K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Okay, so we're gonna have a conversation here about the best fries and who makes them after Ashley experienced PDQ's French fries for the first time.
Yeah, I had never been there before, so I came in this morning. I was like, oh, hey, have you ever had PDQ before? This is one of those fast food places that I think is newer, up and coming.
Yeah, and for our family, we love the waffle fries, and really, Chick-fil-A was the only place that I knew had them.
Right,
and
well,
I love the waffle fries.
I brought this up to Obi because I was totally unaware that PDQ had waffle fries.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, because PDQ is supposed to be like super healthy, right?
I get their quality. It's supposed to be something about the quality
of the chicken.
I don't know how healthy any fast food is, but that got us talking about French fries because we're like, oh yeah, you know who else has really good French fries? Like Arby's curly fries, so good. Checkers, done. Sign me up all day. Burger King, remember when they came out with their fries and like were competing against McDonald's and it was
a
big thing?
Yeah, and still to me, McDonald's is king.
Right?
When it comes to French fries. Okay, so you want to open this up right now?
So let's have a little fun this morning. Your favorite French fries, where are they from?
Nicole in Apopka.
Yeah, 100% hands down McDonald's.
Yeah?
The original?
Yeah.
Okay, so
the OG.
So to you, what makes McDonald's French fries just, I mean, unbeatable?
They're perfectly crispy, the perfect size. They're always, like, perfectly salted.
Isn't that funny? God. They must, you know, there's like a certain recipe or a certain amount of salt that they put on there. I mean, sometimes it's others vary by location, but those fries, man, you're right.
I think they sprinkle a little crack on there.
they're consistent in their crack sprinkling.
I never thought I did drugs before.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for chiming in.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good one.
Kyle from Winter Garden, what fries do it for you?
I'm a huge fan of Checkers fries.
Yes.
The seasoning on it, and they're always like perfectly crispy. And at the bottom of the bag, there's always like a little leftover fry because there's just so much coating on all of them. So yeah,
ask you this: have you seen them in the frozen food section at the grocery store? Because I've seen them in there, and I'm like, there's no way they're as good at home.
No, I mean, I haven't seen them. I'm definitely going to look for them next time I'm there. But I need, like, you need a deep fryer to do them right, I bet.
I know.
Right. Man, good stuff, man. Thank you for chiming in, brother.
No sweat.
All right, so if there's a fry we didn't mention, and you're like, man, they didn't even mention mine, get on the K92.3 app, use the open mic as we get ready for Ashley's All Access coming up in 10 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So this is kind of embarrassing for Kane Brown to admit, but he did, that him and his wife, Caitlin, when they moved into their new home, there's 30 acres there, they got lost in the woods, and here's Kane talking about it.
We got lost for 7 hours. We have 30 acres, it's all woods, and we made our own trail, and then it started raining, and then it started getting dark, and then we started running out of gas, and we couldn't find our trail back, so we ended up having to call the cops.
You know what's interesting is that 30 acres of your own woods, like, it's just enough property that, yeah, you can get lost pretty easily.
Well, and he didn't know the property well enough yet. Like, he had just moved in, they had formed a trail, like he said, but anyways, yeah, 7 hours. And they did get rescued by the cops. So that story, I'm sure he didn't love telling. But hey, guess it happens to the best of us, right? Thank God the cops were able to get him out.
Yeah.
Now, in other news, Luke Bryan, he's got a brand new album out tomorrow. We're going to have him on the show next week talking about it. But you know how he's a judge on American Idol, along with Katy Perry. Well, she's expecting a baby girl very soon. And he said he reached out, like, what should he get the baby? And he told her he's going to get her a pink BB gun. Like, okay, she's a baby.
Hey, she's going to grow into it.
That's true.
You got to think about the future.
That is true. And that would be, like, what better type of gift, right? As long as they have somewhere safe to keep it.
And hopefully it'll hold its value.
Hey, Luke Bryan gave you this. But also, too, speaking of just superstars, Taylor Swift, this is interesting, and where we really want to hear from you is with this new album that she put out, they are going to be working a song to country radio. So think about the days past where she used to be on K92.3 on country radio all the time with her old countryer sounding songs. Well, this song is called Betty, and she says it's from a 17-year-old boy's perspective.
I always loved
that in music you can kind of slip into different identities and you can sing from other people's perspectives. So that's what I did on this one.
But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go straight to hell or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust?
So that coming to country radio, do you think we should play it? What do you think about Taylor having a country song again?
Yeah, if you saw Taylor's Netflix series, that whole little bio that she did, I don't know. I don't know how people feel about Taylor Swift today.
I know. I think they got some mixed feelings. So you can see all these stories up online right now at K923Orlando.com.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K923.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
And I want you to say good morning to Alyssa.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Morning.
So, Alyssa, where are you at?
I'm in Melbourne.
Nice. Melbourne. And then, Ed, where are you again?
Chuliota.
Melbourne versus Chuliota.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get right into the rules of the game. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here. She's got three questions for you, and the questions, they're not that hard.
Nope.
Because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown, right?
Right.
All right, good. So, Alyssa, let's get what your sound's going to be today when you think you're right.
Can it be woo?
So you're representing all of Melbourne with that woo.
Woo.
And Ed over in Chuliota, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
I'm going to do Shamu.
Shamu.
That is appropriate for SeaWorld tickets. All right, guys, we're ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. This upcoming weekend is a tax-free weekend for back to school. True or false?
Shamu.
Okay, so Ed, that was you.
Oh, okay. True.
It is true. It starts tomorrow through Sunday.
So that's one for Chuliota, which means Melbourne needs one to stay in the game.
All right. Question number two, since you're playing for SeaWorld tickets, what other state also has a SeaWorld?
Woo!
Shamu.
Okay, what you got, Alyssa?
Oh, gosh. Is it California?
There is one in San Diego.
Right. Nice. Okay, so that's one for Melbourne, one for Chuliota. One question left between you two.
Question number three for the win. Who was the first man to step foot on the moon?
Woo!
Shamu.
Okay, what you got, Alyssa?
Was it Neil Armstrong?
Yes!
Whoa! I always get Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. I always get those two like, oh, man.
Going back and forth between Neil Armstrong and Lance Armstrong, and I know one.
Lance is on the bicycle.
that came later.
Wow. So, Alyssa, congratulations. You're the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Showdown. You're getting tickets to SeaWorld, and we're also covering that parking pass, so you'll be all set.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Hey, Ed, I would love to keep your number so this way you could redeem yourself this week. Are you okay with that?
I would hope so.
Hey, love that. Yeah, all right. So come on in here for this air hug, brother.
Come here.
One more time.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
Thanks, guys.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Don't forget, if you've got somebody in your community, someone in your family, your friend circle doing something positive or doing the right thing, to always send it to us on the Obi and Ashley Facebook page so we can feature it with doing the right thing.
Yeah, this one we're going to hop on over to Conway, South Carolina, where we've got a young kid, man. This guy's name is Grayson Winfield. So Grayson is 8 years old. And I think it's always fun whenever we talk about these kids that are making big moves, because that's got to come from somewhere.
True.
They see it happen somewhere. So let's get to Grayson here, all right? So Grayson's 8 years old. He's a young boy, and he's trying to help pay bills for families that are in the area. He was inspired by his parents, who are both firefighters.
Oh.
And he's inspired by President John F. Kennedy and would love to be very much like the President Kennedy himself.
Well, when you say that he's trying to help his, like, people pay bills, that just makes you think about everything right now. Obi, just, you mentioned a headline that people were going to be starting getting evicted if they can't pay rent. That's a bill that this kid could be helping people pay.
Yeah, well, because of his passion, because of his parents recognizing the passion, they started an organization called Helping Footprint. So what they do is they collect donations, and then they use those donations to buy gift cards for food, take care of some of those bills like the electric bill. And then on top of that, he's also mowing lawns And he's got his brother and foster brother involved in these lawns. So far, they've blessed 6 families with gift cards, cut 9 lawns, and plan to do 5 lawns a week.
Well, and that's like just their starting goal, right? So think about what a difference these kids are making when there's some of us out there that too might think, hey, I might be able to give back or somehow help somebody in need. So what a good little pusher there.
Man, I think of how lazy I can be, man. And this 8-year-old is making some big moves. So there you go again. Grayson Winfield of Conway, South Carolina, at 8 years old, stepping up for the community just like his firefighter parents. That's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing!
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. And over the past couple months, we've been able to have, whether it's your city mayors to even mental therapists on the show. There's nothing like having your actual school teachers on who are going to be going through the brunt of it, actually even preparing this week for all of next week.
Yeah, so we thought it'd be a good idea to get a teacher on the line, especially because Obi and his wife, they have Meet the Teacher today for their kids. So on the line right now with us is Mr. Calhoun from Hagerty High.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. So question for you, because we've had you on the show before, and you're just a fantastic interview, and with everything happening, how are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I appreciate it. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So Obi's got young kids and you're a high school teacher. So we're kind of talking about the Meet the Teacher experience, and we totally get it. Obi's in a situation with a private school, but is that happening in the high schools and the public schools?
Yeah. So the way that it's set up for us, usually we do that open house. It's either the second or third week of school, but this year it's going to be virtual. So one of the things that they're talking to us about is kind of doing preparing a video. Covering the same bases. Hey, here's our expectations for your kids. Here's our expectations for you as a parent. 3, 5, 7 minutes. Nothing crazy, but enough to cover all the information.
Man, I can't imagine being in your shoes right now. So what are the things that you're excited for this year?
I'm excited to get back. It's been a little crazy. Obviously, everybody's been going through their own thing, but it's good to, for me at least, to kind of have some sort of normal in my life. And I'm excited to see the kids and hear the crazy stuff that they've been able to come up with over the last 5 months.
Right.
It's definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think what is going to be cool is that I think the students are going to be happy to be talking to somebody else besides their parents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At least hopefully for the first month or two.
Well, hey, keep us posted. We love to hear the updates from the teacher's perspective and love to hear that you're excited to go back. I know that's definitely something parents want to hear. Maybe find a little comforting when knowing they're sending their kids back into the schools that they have supportive teachers. So thank you, Jacob.
Yes, absolutely.
I will say this. I've never sat in your class as a student, but at least from this side, you sound like a cool teacher. So hopefully you are.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're the man.
Well, thank you for letting us call you again, Mr. Jacob Calhoun of Hagerty High.
Yep, absolutely. Take care, guys.
K92.3.
2 people, 1 date, 0 texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
All right, we're on the line with Megan. Megan, our morning show producer had a chance to talk to you, but if you can you catch us up to speed?
Yeah, so good morning. So basically, I'm here because I was ghosted. I just don't understand how that happens. I went on a date with this guy, and I haven't heard back, which is, so rude. And I just really don't understand why someone would do that, especially to me, not to brag. So that's why I'm here. I want to get the tea. I want to know what happened.
So, Megan, hold on, if I can. It doesn't matter if the guy's not interested in you. You just want to know.
Yeah, I just want to know.
Okay.
That has not happened to me before, so I'm taking it very personally.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we've got his phone number, and let's try to get a hold of this Alan, and let us talk to him first, though, okay?
Okay.
This is Alan.
Yes, Alan. My name is Obi. And I've got Ashley on the line, too. There's 2 of us.
Good morning, Alan.
Because both of us are morning show hosts for one of the big radio stations here in town.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. for real? Or?
So, I don't know. Okay. Well, do you know of the show? It's Obi and Ashley in the morning on K92.3?
Oh, I know you guys. Okay.
Okay, you seem really excited. Do you know about the second date update? Because you may not be excited about that.
Yeah, I know about it. What second date am I looking into?
Your attitude just like changed, Alan. Listen, hey, if you know about the show, you know that this is all in good taste for us to try to get you back together again with a girl named Megan that you went on a date with.
Really? Okay. Well, this is going to be all right.
Well, is there anything that turned you off on the date? Anything that happened?
No, I mean, I just don't think that we're very comparable. I don't really think she's my type. I'm just not really interested in her. I mean, she's a TikToker for crying out loud. It's just like, and she can't leave that kind
really?
Of thing alone enough to have a...
Really, Alan?
Traditionally, Megan, we try to bring you in, but at this point, I guess Alan knows you're on the line, and we could also... So, Alan, we're not trying to spook you here, but we did want to solve this.
Yeah, we wanted to
solve
this.
Well, I guess we're all here.
So let's hear it.
Megan, you're a TikToker. That seems to be more important. I mean, we're having a date, and
this whole TikTok
thing?
Why
couldn't you just loosen up a bit?
She was trying to make me do this like video challenge with her, and a little dancing and spoon clanking, and she's telling me to say that I'm a savage, and it's this song, and I don't know the lyrics, you know. I think it's by Lizzo. I don't even know. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God. It's called Having Fun. The name of the song is Savage, yes. So you got that right, okay? But
I'm not savage.
Also,
I'm vanilla.
Okay, so hold on.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, okay, so let me just try to put this together, okay? So, Megan, you're into TikTok, and you were trying to get him on a TikTok.
TikTok is about to pay my bills, so...
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty popping on the talk.
Paying your bills now.
I'm paying my bills now. So you need to relax, okay? Don't try to insult my intelligence, okay? That's one. Two, I have 300,000. I have 300,000 followers on TikTok. I don't just put anybody on my TikTok. I worked very hard for that following, okay? So this is business for me, and I was trying to bring you into that. Just trying to have some fun. What?
Oh, snap. A business date. Oh, I got this all wrong.
Yes, business. Yeah, TikTok is business. TikTok is about business.
I'm sorry, your 11-year-old followers got this.
Oh, man. Okay, guys, whoa.
Listen,
okay, there's probably not going to be a second date.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt you. You're going to see me on the billboards. You're going to see me, all right? Because my content is fire, and that's it.
Fire.
All right?
Because you're
I'm going to get paid for being me. So,
all right, you guys. Glad we got you two talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so back in the day, they were called bed and breakfasts. And then I think probably, what, like 10 to 15 years ago, Airbnbs really started to become a huge thing.
Yeah, and it's been super successful. I love it. I mean, the places you've gotten to go travel and stuff. But we bring this up because of this new one called Swimply, where you can rent people swimming pools. And I saw it last night on the news because they were interviewing some guy who rents his swimming pool out, and he has this summer got $3,000 so far, and it's legit. Like, just think about the way you list a house on Airbnb. People list their swimming pools. You can either rent from them, you can rent your own pool out to people. So I was just like, what? People are doing this?
Okay, well, I just want to talk about how that's going to feel, though, because as you rent your pool out, do you have to entertain those guests?
No.
Do the sliding glass doors that enter into your home, do those have to be unlocked?
No.
Is there access to the bathrooms?
Those are all good questions,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, what are the amenities? Because that's what I would think of is, okay, so I've got this family that's chilling in my pool right now. Do I have any obligation to interact with them, even though they rented my pool?
See, well, that's where I would feel super awkward. We don't even have a pool, but... I would feel awkward having people in my backyard knowing there were strangers in my backyard. But I guess if if somewhere you're not even there, maybe if someone's second home too, I would feel comfortable with that. But they're saying the average pool costs $45 per hour based on pool size, amenities, timing, and demand. So there were people also saying that they've rented it before for like their kid's birthday party that they wanted a really cool pool area.
Right. Okay, so you bring up a lot of great points. Yeah, because I could charge more if my pool comes with a slide.
Yeah.
If, for instance, you're requesting my pool on a Saturday morning, that's peak pool time.
Now get this, there's a saltwater pool on there for $45 an hour. There's another one that's a tiki pool for $60 an hour. So there is like all kinds of different listings, which is just interesting. I mean, it's different listings that have different features, just like Airbnb homes.
So again, renting a pool. So here we go. Why don't we go to the K92.3 app? Let's use the open mic feature because there's going to be two questions here. A, would you rent your pool out to people? And B, would you spend $45 plus, you know, whatever it is,
yeah,
an hour to rent somebody else's pool instead of going to like a public pool?
I'm not going to lie. My first thought as a pool, if I were a pool owner, is people peeing in my pool. Like what kind of human bodily functions going on? Sorry. That's my
funny.
First thought.
I'm not even worried about that as much as I'm worried about my current neighbors. If I have strangers that are playing in the pool and because they paid for their time in the pool and they're playing music loud and they're acting all crazy. You know, I still have neighbors that I have to deal with every single day.
There's so many questions here.
Yeah. All right, so go to the K92.3 app. Would you rent your pool out? And then the second question is, would you rent a pool?
Yeah, from somebody else.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. And we're on with some of our good friends again, this time the mayor of the city beautiful, Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. My birthday is tomorrow, so I'm going to spend the evening in the Indian River with the bioluminous stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I hope you're ready for some work, because that's a lot of paddling.
I haven't done it before, so you know, I'm a Florida boy, and I need to check that one off the box.
Yeah, that'll be all kinds of fun.
What have you guys been up to?
So I just took a vacation last week as Ashley and our morning show producer held it down. The both of us now back heavy in business this week as we get prepared for school and all the different feelings parents have.
Well, I'm glad I don't have school-age children and don't have to make the decision about whether to send them physically to school or doing it virtually. It's got to be tough on a lot of parents.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked to a lot of our listeners who just, you know, are going through it right now. And then I know as a public figure, it's inevitable when you get asked the questions, but you did say this week something about the bars possibly in Orlando not reopening until a vaccine is available.
Yeah, I was on Good Morning America sometime earlier this week, and they were asking me about the bars, and I was trying to express my thoughts of sympathy towards them because they've been shut down by the governor's order. And they're just one of the most difficult businesses to open back up because if you're going to Publix, you're going there to buy stuff, not necessarily interact with people. And if you're going to a restaurant, theoretically, you're there with your family and sit at a table and you can isolate yourself in that fashion. But generally, the way bars operate is you come to get a drink and socialize with people. So if you're in a small space, it's just tough to operate that way. So I'm hopeful that we get bars back open, but I'd like to see the state promulgate some rules or procedures that bars all over the state would have to follow so that it isn't different from Orlando to Orange County to Sanford to Winter Park to wherever. So I'm sympathetic toward their plight.
Yeah, totally. Buddy, what is it like to be a public figure who you sometimes have to deliver this news and you're like, guys, listen, I'm not trying to be the buzzkill. Like, I'm not trying to be the killjoy. What is it like to be in those shoes?
You make the best decisions that you can. You know, I try to weigh all the information that I have on both sides of an issue and then just go ahead and make the best decision that you think you can and move on and implement it.
Well said. Well said. Well, we love that some of our amusement parks even have been stepping up with great deals. Like we were just talking about Universal, you know, now allowing people to come back with their ticket unlimited. And it looks like the city is trying to do whatever it can to keep the blood flowing.
We are. You know, we're all in this together. I'd say one thing, most of the fun things I used to do as mayor aren't there. So I'm like everybody else. I spend quite a bit of time on Zoom. I'm a master at that now with meetings, but one benefit of Zoom meetings, there's no travel in between.
Yes.
So I used to have to build time in to travel from City Hall to wherever my meeting might be. Now I can you know, leave for my meeting at 1 minute till it's time to go because I just turned my computer off.
Unreal times that we're in. Buddy, thank you for keeping your cool even in these rocky times.
And have a great birthday. Well, enjoy the kayaking trip.
I'll do it, and thanks for keeping the country music going.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it.
Appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Hey again, it's Obie and Ashley here, thanking you for taking your time to listen to the podcast. Now, you know that we've got an unfiltered version of the podcast, too, where we go a little bit deeper. There's no FCC rules there or anything like that.
And again, you can listen really anywhere you go. So whether you're going to the gym, walking the dog, maybe you're going out on the boat for the day.
Yeah, those are good places. Don't listen to us, though, if you're in church.
Yeah, probably
or
not.
You're going through your counseling session to make things right with your wife.
Not a good idea.
All right, Ashley, where can they catch you?
At Ashley Stegbauer.
And you can find me at Obie Diaz or at Obie the Great. All right, y'all, to the future.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.